This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A law limiting when jails are allowed to place inmates in restrictive housing took effect Friday. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Restrictive housing means an inmate is confined to their cell for more than 22 hours a day and has limited interaction with other people. Under the law, local jails with more than 400 beds can't place inmates in that kind of housing in certain circumstances. This includes medical conditions like mental illness, pregnancy, or other disabilities. People under the age of 18 are prohibited from solitary confinement. Jails are also required to document why an inmate is placed in such housing and must notify medical professionals and an inmate's legal representative when they do. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado's average price for a gallon of gas is at $4.90 at the start of this holiday weekend, and that's about 10 cents higher than the national average. Skylar McKinley is with AAA.
We might see a slight spike over the July 4th holiday, especially along corridors like I-25 and I-70, where we know tourists will be and where service stations can make a little extra money. But generally, right now, stability is the name of the game.
McKinley says that even with record gas prices, 42 million Americans will be traveling by car this holiday weekend. Warmer temperatures around Denver today, highs near 90 with showers and thunderstorms possible later. Upper 70s around Vail and Breckenridge. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio.